It is time once again for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan. SportingACause.com is the website you can go to. It's a website that you go to find out what's going on that's sports related and also fundraising related. And if you have an event and you're a nonprofit that has a fundraising slant to it and it's a sporting slant, well, SportingACause.com is where you should be. And we say, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa to Willie Hallahan.
Thank you, Marshall. Same to you. And add Festivus in there.
That's right, for the rest of us.
For the rest of us, yeah. Yes, we're approaching Christmas, of course. Many of the events that I cover have slowed down, but they haven't stopped. And so there's much to talk about. I'm going to go over some ground I covered last Sunday because it's that important. The Wonders of Winter. This is an art show. And if people are wondering, why is there an art show on Sporting a Cause? Well, SWASA, the ski jumps, is one of the beneficiaries of the art sale, so that makes it a sports-related fundraiser. That's why it's on there. But this is a remarkable event. I can say that the likes of this will never be seen again for several reasons. This is an art show curated by Sarah Morrison and Gerald Stanton from the Salisbury Association, along with Alan Blagden, one of the artists. It's a winter in Salisbury sports-themed show. There are some paintings that are on loan. They're vintage paintings. They're just on loan. But much of the art from 34 different artists has been created just for this show. There's a European element to this show that happened just by chance. One of the curators was in Paris, just by chance happened to meet somebody who was connected to the arts, a conversation ensued, and then several European artists are showing their stuff in Salisbury. That will never happen again. They are remarkable paintings, and they're spread among six different locations in downtown Salisbury. The show is meant to do several things. One, it's an incredible art show in and of itself. Two, it's meant to showcase winter in Salisbury, and the things that are going on in the wintertime. Salisbury is well known in the summertime. We all know the population of our towns double that time of year. It's a destination. But for those who don't know, there's a lot going on in the winter, and this show helps showcase that. And also, as I said, the many of the paintings are for sale. Three-quarters of them are for sale, and some of the proceeds from those sales will benefit jointly the Salisbury Association and Salisbury Winter Sports Association. For that, we're certainly grateful. As I said, and the other thing, the benefit of the show is because it's spread among six different locations, it gets people walking around the town, get into Sweet Williams and the White Hart and Neo's Restaurant. The six locations are the Academy Building, which is right next to the post office in Salisbury. That's where not the majority of, but a large number of paintings are hung. Down the street towards Le Bon's, there's Johnny Cake Books. That's another location. Back into the center of town across from the Academy Building, Neo's Restaurant. Next to that, Sotheby's Real Estate Office. Next to that, Sweet Williams. All those three businesses in a row have works of art hung there. And then you just walk up the street a little bit to the White Hart for the sixth location. The show, I'll say it again, the show is extraordinary, and it runs through the 9th of February, which is the last day of Jump Fest, so that people who are coming from out of town and a wider area who come to the ski jumps will have an opportunity to see the show as well. They can just walk from their parked cars into the village and see the art. So I just can't say enough about it. Anybody who wants to learn more about it, the Salisbury Association website is very complete. You go to salisburyassociation.org, and you click on an icon there on the home page. It will take you to the page where you can click on each of the six locations, see pictures of each piece of art that's hung in that location, along with the artist's name, the price that it's for sale for. And if you do that, please don't be satisfied to just view the pictures on the website. You see these works in person, if you will, you'll find them, some of them astonishing, some of them very moving, and just go, okay? I guess I've said enough about that. It's ongoing. You could go today. You could go tomorrow. You don't have to do it all at once either. If you're, say, you're going to the White Hart for lunch, you can go and view their offerings up in the larger room next to provisions. Or if you're in town, you can walk into Sweet Williams and see what they've got going on. Anyway, you can do it all at once, which is very cool, or you can do a piecemeal. It doesn't matter, but go if you have the opportunity. Now, moving on to this next week, Thursday, the day after Christmas, the 26th, the Litchfield-Wamogo Alumni Basketball Games, plural, are being held at the Litchfield High School. This is co-sponsored by both the Goshen Recreation Department and the Litchfield-Morris Rotary Club. They're both men's and women's games. The women play at 5:30, the men at 7. $5 entry fee, $3 for students, and the proceeds go to scholarships for both the high schools, both Litchfield and Wamogo. Now, Saturday, the 28th, this is an afternoon event at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Hotchkiss School rink. The third game of a three-game food drive by Housatonic Valley Regional High School sports teams will take place. This past Thursday and Friday, the boys and girls played basketball games, and people brought dropped-off food items. By the way, the girls beat Immaculate in a hard-fought game Friday night. So those are the first two games of the series. The third, Housatonic takes on Tri-Town. This is quite the rivalry. Tri-Town, aptly named, is comprised of three different towns, Enfield and a couple others. A lot of kids go to this, comprise this team, versus Housie, which is also comprised of three schools, Housatonic, Wamogo, and Northwestern. And Tri-Town is quite the rivalry. Housie's had trouble beating them. They have beaten them, and earlier this season they beat them, but this coming Saturday, Tri-Town will be out for revenge. So it'll be a good game. There's usually a $5 entry fee to watch a hockey game. They need a lot of money to play hockey. It's a very expensive sport. They buy ice time and so forth. But that $5 entry fee is waived if you bring a non-perishable food item. And I would encourage you to bring more than one. You know, you could bring a can of tuna or something, but you know, all of the food banks in our area are very depleted after the holidays. The shelves are bare, pretty much. And they need to restock. So anything we can give them is great. So come, bring a food item or more if you can, and all the food that's collected over these three games will be divided among the six food banks at the six towns that comprise Region 1. Then on to the first couple days of the following week. This will be December 30th and the 31st. The Salisbury Winter Sports Association, SWASA's, Junior Ski Jump Camp. This is an event we've been doing for years. It's a two-day event. It costs $50 for someone to take part. We teach children from ages 7 and up. We teach them how to ski jump. But there are a couple requirements. You have to have your own skis, downhill skis. So you bring your skis, your boots, and a helmet. Helmet's required. You don't need poles for ski jumping. You don't even have to know how to turn because ski jumping is a straight shot. You jump and you go straight and you come to a stop. So you don't have to be a great skier at all to learn ski jumping, but you have to have your own skis. Once you, if after the 2 days you like the sport and want to continue and you get better, SWASA will provide you with jumping equipment, jumping skis and boots. But anyway, at this event, you learn the basics over the 2 days on the 20-meter junior hill. If you're a parent, you're thinking, "Oh my God, that big tower!" No, no, no. You learn on the 20-meter, and it might take you a couple of seasons on the 20-meter before you go to the 30-meter, the next one up, and it'll be several years probably before you get to jump off the big one if you're in the program that long. They serve lunch for both days. You get a free T-shirt if you're among the first 25 registrants. And this is taught by our, I think it's the third, maybe fourth year that Ariel Picton is a coach. She's wonderful. She's a ski jumper herself. She jumps for SWASA during Jump Fest. The kids love her. She loves them. Actually, she added another name to her name. She got married this summer, and now she's Ariel Picton Kobayashi. But anyway, she's great, and the kids just love her. And any of the proceeds from this event will help SWASA's programs. And this will be the kids who come here will be the first ones to go off our new semi-snowless 20-meter jump. I say semi because the in-run, that's the ramp. Let me give you just a quick definitions of what makes a ski jump. The in-run is the ramp that the jumpers come down, and that ends with the takeoff. The second thing is the landing hill, of course, where they land. And the third element is the outrun, where they just come to a stop after they've landed. The in-run, the ramp. This year, we've put a lot of man and woman hours into making the in-run snowless. It might end up being today that we put the final pieces together, which are the steel rails, and that's where the jumper skis will fit into when they go down the in-run. No snow required. This year they will land on snow, but hopefully next year even the landing hill will be snowless. And that will help us. Who knows what's going on in the future weather-wise. You know, SWASA's facility is the southernmost jump in the United States, so we're always dealing with weather and temperature issues. But beyond that, a snowless 20-meter hill will allow our kids to practice year-round, which would be a huge deal. Typically, nowadays, they can practice for 2 months. That's about what the snow allows every year. But with this new 20-meter jump, they'll be able to practice year-round and better compete against the kids like, say, at Lake Placid, where they have year-round jumping. And how cool would it be, in addition, to host a junior jump in Salisbury in the summertime? You know, not that they'll be getting huge crowds like Jump Fest, because these are just the little ones, but you could conceivably have many jumpers, young jumpers, and their families and coaches coming into the area. It can do nothing but good for Salisbury. And, by the way, we have plenty of snow. We have a new webcam, by the way. You go to jumpfest.org, and up in the top, click on webcam, and you can see what's going on there in real time. If you go there right now, you'll see two large humps of snow, and that's what we do with the jumps. Unlike a ski hill where you make snow and you sprinkle it all over the mountain, we make it in a pile, a couple piles. And then when we need to, we start pushing it around to where it needs to go. But there's plenty of snow, as you'll see on the webcam, or if you drive down there. You know, by the way, people can drive down to the ski jumps just to look around. There's no reason why they can't, and I encourage you to do so. But for anybody who's interested, we're taking boys and girls age 7 and up for the jump camp. You can go to, you can email Ariel at Ariel, that's A-R-I-E-L, swasa@gmail.com. And if you don't have a pen, just go. You can go to my website, sportingacause.com or jumpfest.org, and get that contact information. And that's pretty much it, Marshall. Come New Year's Day, there's the Milton Resolution run in Milton, Connecticut, down in Litchfield. It's the 30th year they've been doing it, and believe it or not, they get a bunch of people running a 5-mile race on New Year's Day. Can you imagine?
God bless them, as I say.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a tough time getting out of bed on a regular day on my New Year's Day.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, I'm looking at the cam right now at jumpfest.org, and it certainly does look like a winter scene out there. So.
Yeah, you don't really get a sense of the size of those piles. If the camera's mounted high on the birdhouse, that's our building there. If it were down at eye level, for example, the average person would be looking at, you probably wouldn't be able to see that maintenance building in the back.
I was going to say I thought that the pile looked at least 8 to 10 feet high.
Yeah. So we probably have enough. I'm I'm guessing here, but it's probably almost enough to move around to all three hills if we had to do it right today. We will make more. It doesn't matter if the temperature gets up in the 40s or if we get rain. Because it's in piles, we tend not to lose very much in warm or wet weather. That's the idea. That mass stays cold, and we only lose a little bit off the top. So we're in good shape.
All right. Well, that is Sporting Your Cause and a look at some of the stuff for SWASA. And, Willie, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Okay, Marshall, same to you. Thank you. Take care.